To all of you brothers and sisters.
虽然今天是我第一次来到南湾教会，但是我对南湾教会并不是一点都不了解。
Well, even though this is the first time being in this church, but I'm somewhat familiar with the church.
我认识有好几位从南湾教会出来的弟兄姐妹。
I know some of those brothers or sisters coming from Michiana Chinese Christian Church.
比如说赵约翰牧师、黄阳明牧师、周刚牧师，现在应该是牧师，以前是我的同学。
John and Zhou Gang and Yang Ming.
还有我太太义工服侍跟叶君姐妹也很熟。
And then, as you know, Sister Yanjun, who is a co-worker of my wife.
所以我太太在我来之前跟我说南湾教会好像在门徒造就方面很有经验，我们可以有很多的学习，所以你要多了解一些。
So my wife told me that you have become to know the church a little bit better since this church has been have a lot of good servant coming up on the church.
那感谢神，今天我能够来到南湾教会和大家认识，一起来敬拜神，一起来学习神的话语。
So thank the Lord that I can be coming to the church to meet all of you and we can learn God's words together.
那在信息之前，让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together before the message.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你所赐给我们的话语。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the message today.
你的话语是我们生命的粮。
Oh, your words is the food for our life.
求你今天来掌管孩子自己和爷弟兄。
That you be in control my heart and hearts of Brother Eric.
让我们能够清楚地传讲主你的话语。
So we can preach your words clearly.
愿你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
May your spirit to within us.
让我们的心接受你的话语，来改变我们的生命。
That our heart can receive your words and change our life.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 在新的一年开始的时候，我们可能会想到在接下来一年或者接下来的我们的生活。
When we started a new year, we were thinking about what's going to happen in this new year.
我们会有一些计划，会有一些愿望。
Maybe we have some plans and we have some wishes for the new year.
那现在我想问大家一个问题：如果在这个时候神问你一个问题
，I want to ask you a question. If God was going to ask you one question now,
说你可以向他求一件事情，他一定会应允。
And you can ask of Him one thing, and He will promise that will be accomplished.
你会向神求什么
？What would you ask of Him?
我想面对这样的机会，你不会求一些生活中的小事情。
Well, when you get this opportunity comes up, I don't think you're going to wish just little things for your life only.
比如说这几天工作不顺利，求神帮助我。
Maybe my work is not quite smooth, so I'd like to have God's blessing on the work.
或者我的心情不好。
Maybe you have a bad mood, and I want God to be able to sustain me.
让我们来仔细的想一想，什么是我们心灵深处最深的渴慕
？Now let's think about it. What is the most desire in our heart?
我想，对我们大多数弟兄姐妹来说，事业的成功在我们心里都占有蛮重要的位置。
Well, for most brothers and sisters, we know that the success in your career may be a very important part of our life.
我们多多少少带着一个梦想来到美国，是不是
？Most of us all have a dream when we come to the States.
我们盼望能够在这里有一番作为。
We all wish have some accomplishment.
也许是专业研究中有突破。
Maybe you have some advances in your professional research.
也许在公司里有晋升。
Maybe you have some promotion in your work, on your job.
也许是我们自己创业能够成功。
Maybe you want some success in your business that you're creating.
结婚了，有了小孩以后，我们在生活中也面临很多的挑战和追求。
After you get married, then you also face a lot of challenges and a lot of pursuits that you want.
我们渴慕有一个安定幸福的家庭。
You like to have a peaceful and happy family.
这里在我们的愿望单上会有一些东西。
Well, a lot of time we have a wish list, in our mind.
比如说一幢宽敞舒适的房子
，maybe a spacious and comfortable house，
一个稳定的经济收入
，a very stable income，
能够给孩子提供良好的教育
，and you can provide your children a good education，
全家有健康的身体。
And everyone have good health in the family.
当然，我们认识主，成了基督徒。
Of course, when we become children of God,
我们知道单单这些是不够的。
Well, we know that that's not the only thing we'll pursue in our life.
我们渴慕在神里面的永恒的生命。
We will desire eternal life in the Lord.
我们也追求生命的成长。
We also want to ask for the growth in our life.
如果我们有家人还没有认识神的话，我们渴慕他们能够尽快的认识神。
If there is someone in our family who hasn't believed in God, we want them to be able to believe in God very soon.
我们也希望我们能够在教会服事，被神使用。
We also want to be able to serve the Lord in the church.
这些都很重要，但是如果神让我们只求一件事情的话，我们会为什么来求神？
Well, all of those are all very important, but now, if you only, God only asks you to ask one thing, what would you ask for?
什么是我们心中、心目中最大的福分呢？
What is the best blessing in our life?
这里我有个想法，看大家同意不同意。
I have a suggestion. I want to see whether you agree with it or not.
从上面的分析，我们似乎可以这么说。
From the just analysis that I just given to you.
人生最大的福分就是做一个成功的基督徒。
The best blessing in our life is being a successful Christian.
这样我们一方面能够享有永生服侍神。
We can have eternal life and serve the Lord in one way.
同时我们在事业上有成功，实现我们从小就有的梦想。
In addition to that, we also have a successful career.
有丰厚的收入，有丰厚的收入，让我们有一个美好的生活环境。
And we have a good income that we couldn't have a good life.
我们也得到我们身边人的尊重，这也是基督徒的美好的见证。
We also can receive respect from people around us, and this also bears a very good testimony, right?
我们似乎很难否定，成为一个成功的基督徒是人生最大的福分。
Well, we can definitely not be able to deny this easily that being a successful Christian is the best blessing we can have in our life, isn't it?
但这真是人生最大的福分吗？
But think about it. Is it really the greatest blessing you can have in your life?
我们身为基督徒就是基督的门徒。
Christian is the disciple of Christ.
那我们首先要来看看我们的主是在这个问题上是怎样教导我们的。
And we need to know how God was teaching us in terms of being his disciple or children.
主所喜悦的基督徒是怎么样的？
What is the Christian that will be pleasing to the Lord?
在马太福音六章十九节，主耶稣说
，In Matthew chapter 6:19, Jesus said,
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
Do not store up for yourself treasure on earth.
这是主耶稣在谈到这个问题的时候的第一句话。
That was the first sentence that Jesus was talking to us in terms of this matter.
似乎是一下子就一盆冷水泼过来。
It sounds like he just cast over a pot of cold water over us.
主知道我们的心，并且他很直率。
Lord knows our heart, and he's talking this matter very, very straightforward.
他直接告诉我们，不要积攒财宝在地上。
He talked to us directly. Do not store for yourself treasures on earth.
你可能会说这很难，但是这是主的话。
You probably say, argue that it's probably difficult, but this is a command from the Lord.
你可能也会说我并不贪财。
You could argue that I'm not greedy.
我并不追求有那么多的钱，我只是想在事业上能够有所成就，并且有一个正常的生活。
I'm not pursuing lots of money. I just want to have some success in my career and have good income to support my family.
那我们首先来看看主耶稣这句话是什么意思。
But let's try to examine what is true meaning of what God's command.
首先，财宝这个词在原文里就是说存放起来的东西。
Well, in the meaning, the treasure meaning something you put it away to put it aside.
就是我们看为珍贵的东西。
Something you regard to be precious.
这包括名声、地位。
That include reputations, your status, or maybe your position in the society.
另一方面，不要积攒财宝在地上，并不说我们不需要去工作。
Well, when it says don't store up treasure for yourself, doesn't mean Don't go out and work.
主知道我们生活的需要。
Lord needs the need, our need in our life.
这里主耶稣所强调的是我们的心，是什么占据着我们的心？
What he's trying to emphasize is what's preoccupying our hearts.
在21节主说，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
Lord says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
那当主耶稣说不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，这句话跟我们有关系吗？
So when it says don't store up treasure on earth, does it have anything to do with our life?
我们可以来问我们自己。
We can ask ourselves questions, the following questions.
我的工作的成就，我的收入，我的房子，我的投资等等，这些事情在我的心里的位置怎么样？
We can ask ourselves things, how important in our heart are for the following things. The achievement in my work, my incomes, my investment, my houses. How is the weight in your heart? What are those things? How heavy, how those holding in your heart?
我只是尽我的本分去工作。 不管我在公司里的地位怎么样，不管我的收入怎么样，我都感谢神赐给我一切所需的。
Well, I just fulfill the responsibility for my work, and then I'm doing things I need to do. I don't care about how much I'm receiving.
还是我总是渴望着晋升，收入更高，然后这些事占据了我每天的思想。
Or you're thinking about you desire for promotion and desire to get more income. Other things that preoccupying your heart.
我想我们每个人知道我们自己的心。
I think most of us know what our heart desires are.
主没有说成功的人、富有的人就不属灵。
Well, Lord didn't say that a successful heart is not a person of spirituality.
主所看重的是我们的心，是什么占据着我们的心。
What Lord wants to ask to know is what are the things that preoccupying our hearts?
不仅仅是工作。 财产可以成为我们的地上的财宝。
Not only work, the property we own could become the treasure we talk about.
甚至在教会的服事都可能成为我们地上的财宝。
Also, the service in the Lord could become the treasure that we just discussed.
如果我服事只是为了得到别人的称赞，或者把神的事工当做自己的个人成就来追求。 那我照样只是在积财宝在地上。
If serving the Lord is only wishing to seeking other people's recognitions, or doing the God's works is only for seeking a personal achievement, that will become a treasure we're talking about.
我们有没有在积财宝在地上？让我们每个人来反省自己。
When we're thinking about storing treasure on the earth, let's examine ourselves.
下面我们看到主耶稣告诉我们为什么。
Well, and then following, in the following, Lord tell us why are we storing treasure on the earth?
19节的后半节告诉我们第一个原因，因为地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
He says, well, because there's a moth and vermin to destroy the treasures on the earth.
在地上的财宝都只是暂时的，会锈坏的。
The treasure on the earth are all temporary. They will be destroyed and they will rust it out.
过去几年的经济萧条让我们很清楚地看到，我们的财产在短时间之内可以消失。
As you probably witnessed in the recent economic recession, we know that our wealth could go away very quickly.
我们的房子，我们的车子会变旧。
Our house and our car will wear out and
即使这些能够存留长久，人不免一死。 到时候这一切都将离我们而去。
Even though those things could maybe last for a little bit longer, but people will all, eventually human will die.
19节是从负面的角度来讲这个问题，20节是从正面的角度。
The verse 19 talking about this matter in more of the negative way, but the verses 20 is described this from a positive perspective.
主要我们定睛在天上，主说只要积攒财宝在天上。 天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Lord told us, but store up yourself treasure in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
主要我们定睛在天上，积攒财宝在天上。
As long as we focus our eyes on heaven and then store treasure in heaven.
因为天上的财宝是永恒的。
Because the treasure stored in heaven is eternal.
这里有一个问题，
There's one question I want to ask.
什么叫积攒财宝在天上?
What does it mean by storing treasure in heaven?
我们不是因信称义, 因着信耶稣得到永生吗?
Are we not justified by faith and we already have eternal life because we trust in the Lord?
除此之外, 我们还有什么财宝要记在天上?
What are the things that we can store in heaven as our treasure?
这可以从几个方面来理解。
We can understand from a different perspective.
首先我们要确定我们是属于天国的。
First thing, we need to believe that we belong to the heavenly kingdom.
我们要来问自己, 我是不是真正的信耶稣?
We want to ask ourselves, do we truly believe in the Lord, in God?
一个真正信耶稣的人一定有生命的改变, 我有吗?
The person who truly believes in the Lord that will have a change in their life. Do I have a change in my life?
一个真正信耶稣的人一定相信他的话,会顺服他。
The person who truly believes in the Lord will trust in God's words and believe in His words.
我是否这样做了?
Am I doing these things?
其次,圣经告诉我们,在天上有奖赏。
And also, the Bible tells us there's a reward in heaven.
具体是怎样的奖赏,不是很清楚,但是会有奖赏。
I don't know what the true, real reward is going to be, but there is going to be a reward.
也许是见到主的时候,主说,忠心又良善的仆人。
Maybe it's a pleasing reward saying that this good and faithful servant.
也许是我们生命, 成熟, 借主的时候有特别的荣光。
Or maybe there's some materiality in our life and we have a shining countenance when we meet up with the Lord.
还有我们服侍神, 使别人得救, 这是多大的积攒在天上的财宝。
When we serve the Lord and we're able to save other souls, those are the treasure we can store up in the heaven.
或者我们帮助其他弟兄姐妹生命成长。
Or we help other people, brothers and sisters, to grow in their life.
或者我们奉献金钱为薛教师工，为教会的事工。
And maybe we have donation to help the ministry and missions in the in other country.
当这些事工的受益者在天上见到我们的时候，这是多么大的喜乐！
When the beneficiary of those persons that from our missionary were able to meet up with the Lord in the heaven, how pleasing that will be.
所以换句话说, 积攒财宝的天上就是渴慕神, 做神的工。
In the other words, to store up treasure in heaven, its true meaning is to desire God and then be able to serve Him.
天上的财宝远远胜过地上的财宝。
The heavenly treasure is far better than the earth's treasure.
因为从神来的生命和在
Because the life from the Lord and the work that we serve the Lord is our eternal.
但是地上的财宝只是暂时的。
But the treasure on the earth we store up, those are temporary.
我和我太太 Helen 曾经在 IBM 工作。 Helen 是04年信主, 我是05年信主。
My wife Helen and myself, we used to, several years ago, we were in IBM, and Helen believe in Lord in 2004, and myself believe in Lord in 2005.
当Helen信主以后, 她表达了愿望, 希望我也能够很快信主。
After Helen believed in the Lord, she asked me that I can study the Bible.
我跟她说, 我说一个信仰是一个人最根本的东西, 所以我希望我能够做独立的决定。
So, and I told her that I want the faith is a very important decision. I'd like to be able to make that decision independently.
我说我很高兴她找到了她心灵的家。
So I'm very happy that she'll find what she wants for her faith.
但是我说我希望她也能够给我这样一个独立选择的机会。
And I'm asked her if she could give me this my freedom to make decision.
但是我跟她说因为她成了基督徒，然后我爱她，我愿意去认识基督教信仰是怎么一回事情。
Because I marry her and then I love her and I were willing to learn what Christianity is all about.
我说我可以向她保证我会读一遍圣经。
And I promised to her I'll read the whole Bible once.
但是我不能保证我读完以后我会信。
But I'm not going to promise I'll become Christian after I read through the Bible.
然后在接下来的差不多一年的时间里面，我确实承诺了我自己的诺言。
After about a year, I fulfilled my promise.
当我信主的时候，我差不多把圣经一遍读下来了，除了先知书。
After I become Christians, I read through the Bible except books of prophets.
读圣经让我安静下来，思考了重新思考了人生的意义的问题。
while we're reading the Bible, I can calm down and really meditating on the important aspect of the life.
对人生的意义问题，在读大学的时候思考很多。
While I was in college, I was continued to meditating on the meaning of life.
但是到了美国以后，似乎人生的方向已经确定。After
I came to the States, my life seemed to have already is fixed in direction.
就是在自己的专业领域里面能够有所成就，并且过得开心。In
meaning, I have some events in my professional research job, and also I will live a happy life.
我那时候工作很卖力，就是渴慕能够有成功。Back
then, I was working really hard and were wishing to have a success in my career.
我也确实发表了几十篇论文，申请了几十个专利。And
I also published lots of papers and also have a few patents.
但是当时我读到传道书。When
I was reading the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们知道传道书传统上作者认为是所罗门。
Well, we know that the book of that, the author of that book is King Solomon.
那是在以色列王国历史上最强大的时候的王。
Solomon, as you know, he is the greatest king of Israel.
所以他有最大的权力，他有最大的财富。
So he has a lot of power and also lots of wealth.
他向神求智慧，神把智慧赐给他。
He asked God for wisdom, and God indeed gave him the wisdom.
圣经里说，在他之前，在他之后都没有一个像他这样有智慧的人。
Bible said he is the most wise king. No one is wiser than him before and then after.
但是他的传道书里说，虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
And in the book he was saying everything is empty and emptiness and everything is emptiness.
他说他经历了这么多以后，然后看阳光之下，没有一件事情是有真正意义的。
After experiencing everything, he said, under the sunlight, everything under the sunlight is meaningless.
当时我问自己，我追求成功，我的成功能超过所罗门吗？ 显然不能。When
I asked myself, I'm pursuing success in my career, but, and I asked myself, can my success be far better than what King Solomon has achieved?
让我想到当时读研究生的时候，我曾经发表一篇论文，自己当时感到相当的骄傲。
Well, I was thinking about it when I was a graduate student and I published one paper. I was really proud of it.
但是过了几年以后，当我在工作的时候，这些都已经不再重要了。And
after I work in, I got a job and I look back and that those papers doesn't seem to be any important anymore.
当时我问自己，那我现在常常工作到半夜，为了发表文章，为了申请专利。
And then when I thinking about when I was working really hard and working on publishing paper and patents.
当我60岁退休的时候，我回头来看，这些事情能让我得到满足吗？
And when you reflect that, when you're back in age of 60, will those things be important? When you look at back, will those things be important?
我知道答案是不能。
And I know the answer is no.
那个时候可能连我自己都没有对这些再有兴趣，不要说别人还会来读我的论文、我的专利。
Myself, I wouldn't even interest in those paper and patent, not to mention others.
那人生的意义到底是什么呢？什么能够给我带来真正的满足呢？
So what is the meaning of life? What are the things that bring the satisfaction to our life?
感谢神，他带领我认识了他。Well,
thanks to the Lord, He let me in believing in Him.
找到了生命的满足。
I can find the satisfaction of the life.
找到了永恒。
And I was able to find the eternity.
那就是从神来的生命。
That is the life coming from the Lord.
和做神的功。
And able to serve the Lord.
我们中间的朋友，你找到了你生命的满足吗？
Brothers and sisters, have you found the satisfaction of your life?
我们中间的弟兄姐妹，我们知道从神来的生命的可贵。
Well, brothers and sisters, among us, we know that it's very precious for the light that we see from the Lord.
所以你也许会说，我完全同意主耶稣的话，天上的财宝远远胜过地上的财宝。And
you would say agreeingly that I fully agree with the Lord, what the Lord has illustrated. The treasure in the heavens is much better than the earthly treasure.
但是能不能两者同时都有呢？
But you ask a question, can you have both?
地上的财宝虽然只是暂时的，但是能有一些还是蛮好的，是不是？
Well, even though earthly treasure is only temporary, but that probably good to have some of it, right?
那我们继续来看主的话。
Well, let's continue to study words from the Lord.
二十一节他给了第二个解释，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
And on verse 21, continue to explain that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
我们在前面已经略略提到过这句经文。
We have mentioned about this verse previously.
从这里我们可以看出，主耶稣似乎不赞成我们既积财宝在天上，又积财宝在地上。
Well, from this verse, you can kind of see, Jesus doesn't want us to store treasure, in heaven, also store treasure on earth at the same time.
因为如果我们积攒财宝在地上，那我们的心的一部分就不在神上面。
Because when we try to store treasure on earth, and some part of my heart that will not be focusing on Lord.
22到23节，主耶稣给了第三个解释。
And on verses 22 to 23, Jesus gave the third explanation.
他用的是眼睛和光的比喻。
Using the metaphors of eyes and the light.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
The eyes is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If the light within you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
就像眼睛若昏花，我们里头就黑暗一样。
So like when your eyes are dim or unhealthy, and within you is darkness.
若我们的心在地上财宝上，那我们心里的眼睛就昏花。
If our hearts are focusing on earthly treasure, then your eyes will be dim, and
我们就看不清神。
And you cannot see God clearly.
我们里头的光就黑暗了。
And the light within you, will be darkness.
主耶稣说，那黑暗是何等的大呢？
And Jesus says, how great is the darkness?
二十四节，主耶稣用奴仆和主人的比喻给了第四个解释。
On verse 24, Jesus gave the third explanation on with the servant and the master.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other.
马门就是财力的意思。
You cannot serve both God and Mammon. Mammon means money.
这里主耶稣直接指出，我们不能同时积财宝在天上和地上。
Right here, Jesus talked to this directly. We cannot store treasure in heaven and treasure on earth simultaneously.
有一个词需要特别注意，就是侍奉。
There's one word I want you to pay attention to is serve.
我们常常会觉得我们是我们的工作、我们的财产的主人。
A lot of time thinking about we are the master of our wealth and our work.
但是主耶稣告诉我们，事情却往往正好相反。
But Jesus told us it's on the contrary.
当我们的心被工作、被我们的财产占据的时候，他们就成了我们的主人。
When our hearts preoccupied by our words and our wealth, then they become our masters.
我们是在服侍我们的工作、服侍我们的财产、服侍我们的种种的欲望。
We are serving our work, we are serving our wealth, serving all our desires.
也许你会说，有时候一个人服侍两个主人也能做得蛮好的。
A lot of time you're thinking about we can probably do well by serving two masters.
只要我们能够平衡好。
If we can find a good balance in between.
对，我们喜欢讲 balance, 只要能 balance 好你就可以。
A lot of time we like to talk about balance.
问题是，当我们心中有两个主的时候，往往发生冲突。
A lot of time you know that when you have two masters, that will have conflicts.
圣经说了，爱世界和爱神是对立的，所以冲突是肯定的。
Bible says, loving the world and loving God, they are in opposition. There are conflicts.
约翰一书二章十五节说
，In John, 1 John chapter 2:15,
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them.
我们没有办法在爱神和爱世界之间找到平衡。
We cannot find a balance between the love for God and love for the world.
Martin Lloyd-Jones, 上世纪英国著名的牧师。
Martin Lloyd-Jones is a well-known pastor in the last century.
在讲到这段经文时，曾经讲过这样一个故事。
When he was talking about this passage, he was giving a story.
他说有个农夫有一天喜洋洋从外面回家。
There was a farmer who was very happy coming home and tell
告诉他的太太和孩子说 告诉你们个好消息，今天我们的牛生了两只小牛犊。
I will tell you a story. The cow told the wife and the family that the cow giving two calves.
一只是红的，一只是白的。
One of them is red skin, the other one is white.
他说我突然有个感动。
He said I was having a proposition.
他说我们要把其中的一只牛献给神，做神的工。
We want to devote one of them to do God's work.
他说我们把他们一起养大，然后把他们卖掉。
We want to raise them up and sell them.
他说卖掉第一只，把钱留给自己。
And we'll sell the one, keep the money.
然后把另外一只卖掉，把神献给神。
And sell the second one.
把钱献给神。
And then offer that money to to Lord.
然后他们就这样决定了。
And that decision was made.
然后过了几个月以后，
After several months,
他有一天忧心忡忡地回家。
And then he came back kind of depressed.
对，情绪很低落。
And feel sorry.
他对他太太说，说神的牛死了。
He said, God's cow died.
但是他太太说，你好像还没有决定哪只牛献给神啊。
But wife said, you haven't decided which one belongs to God, right?
他说，哦，是的。他说，我从一开始就决定是那只白的牛献给神。
And he said, I already made a decision in the beginning, the white calf. Was devoted to the Lord.
现在白的牛死了，所以神的牛死了。
So white calf died, and the calf that devoted to God died.
Martin Lloyd-Jones 在讲完这个故事以后，对会众说，
And after he was telling the story and speak to the audience,
他说我们可以为这个故事发笑。
We could probably laugh on this story.
但是他说我们千万不要自己成为那个被笑话的人。
But I'm hoping we'll not become the subject of the laugh.
说。 当经济困难的时候，我们首先削减的往往是对神的奉献。
A lot of time in the economic depression, sometimes we cut back offering to Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有让神的牛是那只死的牛的事情？
Brother and sister, have we become the subject of the calf that died?
Martin Lloyd-Jones 讲到了奉献的事情，其实其他的事情也是一样。
Martin Lloyd talk about things like about the offering, but other things, same thing as well.
当我们遇到困难的时候， 我们有没有让神的事情首先得到，首先牺牲？
When facing the challenging and difficulty, do we sacrifice God's work?
如果星期天敬拜的时候，我们正好有其他的事情，
If on Sunday there are other things happening,
可能是工作的需要，可能是孩子有特别的活动， maybe, 可能是你在外面旅游，
Maybe the need for the work, or maybe things that you need to do with a child, maybe something, you are on the trip.
你会选择不敬拜神吗？
Would you choose not to worship on that day?
还有我们每星期的查经、祷告会、小组的团契也是一样。
And the similar matters are the church Bible study, praying meeting, and the small group meetings.
当有冲突的时候，我们会怎样选择？
When you have conflict, what will your choice to be?
当你的工作和服侍神发生冲突的时候，你会怎样选择？
When you have a conflict between your work and the work for Lord, what would you choose?
大家有没有看过一部电影叫 Chariots of Fire， 中文翻作烈火战车？
I'm wondering you have seen a film named Chariots of Fire.
曾经获过4项奥斯卡奖，包括最佳影片奖。
This one received 4 Oscar award, including the best film.
电影的主角叫 Eric Liddell。 他是1924年巴黎奥运会的金牌获得者。
The main character in the movie is Eric Liddell. He is the winner of the Olympic in 1924.
Eric 是苏格兰人，出生在中国。
He is a Scottish, born in China.
因为他的父母是在中国的宣教士。
Because his parents is a missionary in China.
Eric 从小喜欢体育，特别是短跑。
He liked sports, especially race.
1924年，他代表英国队参加奥运会。
In 1924, he was selected to represent England to participate Olympic Games in Paris.
他的强项是100米赛跑，得冠军的呼声很高。
His best favorite is 100 sprint, and he has been recognized. He could win the gold medal.
但是他发现100米的预赛是在星期天。
But he find out the heat he's participating 100 sprint is was scheduled on Sunday.
他说星期天是主日，我不能参加100米预赛。
And he said Sunday is a Sabbath day, Lord's day. I cannot participate that heat.
但是如果他不参加预赛的话，他就只能退出100米比赛。
But if he's not participating that heat, then he has to be withdrawn the 100-meter race.
当时英国的威尔士王子和奥运会委员会都劝他为英国的荣誉着想。
And the Prince of Wales and the British Olympic Committee urged him to participate that race.
但是Eric说他没有办法在主日参加赛跑。
But he insisted he cannot participate in a heat that was scheduled on Sunday.
最后，另外一位运动员，因为在400米跨栏赛中已经得了银牌。 愿意把400米比赛的机会让给Eric。
And it turns out that another athlete just won the 400-meter hurdle, and he was able to give the spot on 400 race to Eric.
让Eric虽然失去100米得奖牌的机会，让他在400米比赛中有机会得奖牌。
Even though he cannot participate in a 100-meter race, he can participate in 400 meter and a chance to win a medal.
最后在星期天那天,
so on that Sunday,
电影连续的交叉的播出两个镜头。
In the movie, there was two scenes that being displayed back and forth.
一边是100米预赛。
One of the scenes covering the 100-meter race.
一边是Eric在巴黎的一个苏格兰教会讲道。
And the other thing is he's preaching on a Scottish church in Paris.
一边是人山人海，观众为运动员加油。
One of the things is a crowd that was cheering for the athlete for the 100-meter race.
另外一边是会众安静的聆听 Eric 传讲神的话语。
The other thing is a congregation sitting down peacefully listening to Eric's preaching.
一个神的忠心的儿女。
A faithful children of Lord.
当他面临对世人看来可能是他一生中最辉煌的机会的时候。
When such a magnificent event, you're facing such a magnificent event, chances.
他选择了敬拜神。
He chose the opportunity to worship Lord.
最后Eric参加400米比赛。
And after all, he went and participated in the 400-meter race.
400米不是Eric的强项，几乎没有人预期他会得冠军。
That's not what his best sport. And no one anticipated he will win medals.
最后当他站着起跑线的时候,
when he was on the beginning lines of the race,
另外一个运动员过来塞给他一张纸条,
another athlete giving a note.
他打开一看上面写着 撒母耳记上2章30节的经文。
It was a note that written down according to Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2, 30.
因为尊重我的，我必重看他。
Those who honor me, I will honor.
Eric 捏着这张纸条跑完了400米。
He hold the note and run to the finishing line of the 400-meter race.
出人意外的, Eric 得了400米的冠军。
To everyone's surprise, he won the gold medal of the 400-meter race.
并且创了新的世界纪录。
He also broke the world record back then.
Eric 说他跑步的时候是为神而跑。
He said when he runs for the glory of Lord.
大家可能知道在奥运会之后不久, Eric 去了中国。
You probably know after he finished the Olympic competition, he went to China.
在那里学教,最后死在中国。
He went there as a missionary and eventually died in China.
死在中国的,在日本的这个集中营里面。
Was in a concentration camp in China.
弟兄姐妹们,当我们面对生活和对神的追求有冲突的时候,我们会怎样选择?
Brother and sister, what would you choose when you have a conflict between your life and pursuit of God?
主耶稣说,天上的财宝远远胜过地上的财宝。
Jesus said, the treasure in the heaven is far better than the treasure on earth.
因为从神来的生命和在主里面所做的工是永恒的。
Because the treasure, the life from God and the work for the God is eternal.
如果你的心在地上的财宝上, 那你心里的眼睛就昏花，就会看不清神。
If your heart's on earthly treasure and your eyes will be dim and you cannot really see God,
你心里就黑暗。
Then darkness is within you.
你不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门，你要单单侍奉神。
You cannot serve the Lord and serve Mammon at the same time. You can only serve Lord only.
今天的经文告诉我们,
this passage we have today tells us.
主耶稣不要我们做一个成功的基督徒，主耶稣要我们做一个一心渴慕神的基督徒。
Jesus doesn't want us to be a successful Christian. Instead, he wants us to be a Christian that seeks for God wholeheartedly.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，来献上感恩。Dear
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks.
因为你在耶稣基督里面赦免我们的罪，把永远的生命赐给我们。Because
you have forgiven our sins because of Jesus Christ.
你打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们看到你在你里面的生命的这样美好。You
open our eyes that we can see the beauty of your life.
只有在你里面所做的功是永恒的。Only
the work that we done for you can last forever.
耶父，求你来赦免我们，我们常常我们的心有太多的在世界上面。Lord,
forgiven us, our hearts a lot of time being occupied by the earthly matters.
求你来帮助我们。Lord,
help us.
让我们的心单单的向着你。
That our hearts can will focus on you only.
让我们来跟随你。
That we can follow you.
追求永恒的生命。
And pursue the eternal life.
来做你要我们所做的工。
And do the work that you want us to do.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.